So we all know that the best laid plans for clients and their estate planners can sometimes go astray. Sometimes we devise the ideal plan for a client, but due to unanticipated factors or unforeseen circumstances, the plan is no longer appropriate. Or it might still be appropriate, but the client is looking for additional wealth shifting opportunities that have presented themselves and would like to do something to modify the plan. Such is the case with wealth shifting strategies like GRATS, Grantor Retained Annuity Trust, installment sales, or Qualified Personal Residence Trust, or QPERTs. Today's presentation is really going to focus primarily on GRATS and installment sales. Your materials have information about the QPERT transaction, but in the interest of time, I'm going to focus on GRATS and installment sales. GRATS and installment sales are not set-it-and-forget-it structures. A lot of issues can come up with these strategies, and how we address those issues really do affect the wealth shifting capabilities, as well as the structure's ability to continue to qualify for certain tax advantages. The purpose of today's presentation is to discuss ways in which techniques can go astray. We're going to talk about potential solutions and planning considerations, and then we're also going to talk about drafting suggestions to reduce, eliminate, or cope with problems or take advantage of certain opportunities. I will mention that a lot of the strategies and solutions we're going to talk about today do implicate the duties of a trustee, and so you have to take into consideration, of course, what the trustee's fiduciary duties are, you know, the duty to act prudently, to act impartially towards the beneficiaries, and to avoid self-dealing if that's an issue. So you'll want to consider those things. So how can plans go awry? They can happen where, you know, suddenly a plan is adversely affected, or as I've mentioned, there may be an opportunity to do some additional wealth shifting planning. And there's five areas that we're going to cover today. The first is bad design.